Broadcasting from the David Price IMAX Center Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
You are listening to The Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter about college football.
Welcome in, everybody, from the David Price IMAX Center Studios. I am your host for the hour, Crazy Charlie Saunier, slinging words in a best-of fashion for the Bill King Show. It's that one day out of the month where you know we're getting set up at the Southern Steak and Oyster downtown at the corner of 3rd and Demumbrian. We'll get Bill King live from 7 to 9, so Bill picks it up in just about an hour. Until then, you've got me, but it's never too early to get your handicapping requests in for hour number 3. Brad Powers on for the whole hour. Use that hashtag AskBP and either tweet directly to at BillIsKing, or you can tweet to the radio station here at Nash Sports Radio. Make sure you're giving both of those a follow, and make sure you're checking out that new WNSR.com website. Done a great job here at the station getting everything up to date. And definitely make sure you're up to date on everything involving Commitmas 2018 taking place at Barlines at the Omni Nashville Hotel. So we'll get Bill King up here live in just a little bit. Get your requests in for handicapping. For an hour, Bill will take your calls from the Southern, and you'll have me replaying the best of the week in the archives for the Bill King Show here from the Nashville Sports Radio David Price IMAX Center Studios. Well, let's get right into it. Chris Landry joins the Bill King Show every week from LandryFootball.com. Chris and Bill recapped a lot of what was going on last weekend and previewed some of the big games this week. Here is Bill's conversation with Chris.
Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. We'll let you know how you can get his service is with us. Chris, how have you been, sir?
Bill, doing well, man. How are you? Can you believe that this football season has just gone as fast as it has? I'm getting old, man. I guess time is going by fast. I believe it's week 12. It seemed like it was week 2 or 3 just not long ago.
I know. I even got confused and had it as week 11 earlier.
It might be 11. I don't know.
I don't even. I'm depressed that it's late in the regular season. That's all I know. But got a bunch of questions here for you. Bubby in Georgia says, ask Chris if the Death Star, which is obviously Alabama, remains in the playoff if they lose to Georgia in the SEC championship game.
Well, that depends. I think that if Michigan wins out, first of all, I don't know what the committee's going to do. I mean, there's no way for me to know that. I would guess, though. No, I don't think they would. I think that I just can't imagine Jim Delaney just going off in his chair and if the Big Ten champion is left out again. Of course, last year was a two-loss Big Ten champ, and this year would be one loss. No, I don't think so, but that would depend. I'm assuming with his question he's making the assumption that Clemson, Notre Dame, and Michigan wins out. I think that there would be a better chance of Alabama making it over Ohio State than Michigan. But, you know, to me, I do so much of my evaluation based on film. It's not just if they lose, but, you know, or this team loses or wins, but how they look doing it. Because to me, it's the four best teams. And to me, I look, all the metrics and all are fine. But in who you play and all that, that's really important. But the film tells me who's the best teams in my view. I think Alabama's one of the four best. But if they lose, then that could be, why did they lose? How did they lose? What caused them to lose? The quarterback situation, injury, whatever. I just think that committee there would be a lot of controversy if you had Georgia and Alabama again in, and the Big Ten champion with one loss and let's say it was to Michigan, and that one loss was to Notre Dame, and they're in, I don't think that would happen. That's just my guess.
Kevin Hagan checking in says, ask Chris, will Jeff Tedford, who has done a very good job this year, yes, at Fresno State, get a sniff from a P5?
I think that Jeff is at the point in his career where he's going to be very selective. You know, for example, he would not be interested in the USC job if it came open. But, yes, he is on my list of guys that just have done a phenomenal job. A lot of talk's been about Central Florida, and rightly so. But the job that he's done has been phenomenal. The job that Matt Wells has done at Utah State has been phenomenal. I think the right job, you know, for me, if they were to make a move at Colorado, I would try to see if Jeff would be a good fit, because I think the guy's one heck of a coach. And I think that he can coach guys up. And I think at a place like a Colorado where, again, if that comes open definitely, which I think it's likely will, then that might be a place that you could have more consistency in at least getting to bowl games and competing on a regular basis. So, yeah, I think the right position he would.
Do you think the Southern Cal job comes open?
I think it's likely to, and I'll just say this. If there's any chance of Clay keeping his job, any chance, you better not lose to UCLA. With Notre Dame coming up, you lose to the Bruins and likely decisively to Notre Dame, there's no way. I think it's a long shot now that he survives. I know that internally that Len Swann wants to create stability, and he's floated out the idea in the coaching attorney, hey, we want to, maybe we'll make some changes on the staff, and they started with some of that. I just think it's very difficult. And listen, I like Clay, but I said it last year. Sam Darnold bailed out that team time and time again. I thought they were undercoached last year. I worry about them, Bill. When I look at them, they don't have the typical talent on the offensive and defensive lines. They're the program that can be dominant at the line of scrimmage in the Pac-12. When others don't have as many, they got numbers. They don't have it right now. And that would be, it would concern me more. Not just, hey, they struggled this year, got playing the young quarterbacks. That's explainable. But this is a pattern that, to me, I look at them and say, you know, they may have a decent number by their name with their recruiting ranking, but personnel-wise, they don't look like USC should look. Now, that is a finicky job, and that's finicky people, because they want certain type of guys, and you got to press the flesh. I mean, it is probably more like Texas than people think. You gotta please a whole lot of people there, and it is a well followed program that is probably not noticed as much because they're in LA and there's just a whole lot of stuff going on. But you gotta appease a lot of people there. And you have to be fun doing it, because to get the fringe folks that are not the ones that go to the game every week, you got to get them excited to go there because they just got too much stuff going on over there.
Jason says, ask Chris if he would give some early thoughts on the Iron Bowl coming up week from Saturday.
I don't see this game going any way other than a potential blowout, and again, that depends upon the health of the quarterbacks, of course, for Alabama. I don't see where the offense is coming from for Auburn to make this. I would, comparatively speaking, look at it along the lines of what you had with Mississippi State. Good defensive front. Auburn could cause some problems. You got to get pressure, particularly through the A-gap against Tua, and you've got to be able to cover very well. I thought State did a good job with their pressures, but couldn't cover well enough, long enough. That's probably going to be Auburn. And then where's the offense going to come from? And Mississippi State didn't have it, and I watch this Auburn team every week, and they're just not good enough on offense. And I saw Georgia. They put up a good fight for a while against Georgia until, and I'm talking, you know, on the tape, you know, they did some good things, but they had nothing to really challenge Georgia with offensively, and Georgia just wore them out. I think it would be more of the same against Alabama.
Coach Marshall talking about Kentucky and MTSU. He says Middle is getting, does he say 16 points? Anyways, he says, can Kentucky even score 16? Both these teams, again, 7-3, but Kentucky's offense is not real productive.
Yeah, I'm not a, you know, listen, I'd stay away from that because that is, you know, I think that Kentucky will score some points. I think they'll win the line of scrimmage. But a couple of things to look at. That's a really good point about they don't score a lot of points. They'll score more points against Middle. But, you know, this Kentucky team's kind of really lost their way. I feel bad for them because the expectation gets so high. And, Bill, it's still a good year, but it's not. It is going to end up with a thud because, you know, I thought last week, you know, we talked about I thought Tennessee could play them well, but I thought Kentucky would take care of business. I mean, 10-2 is just a whole lot better look. A New Year's Six game possibility. What a season. They don't come around very often in Lexington in football. So I think that you got to be careful in this game because it could be a little sloppy. I think they'll win, but I don't know that they'll win maybe as decisively unless Middle helps them.
Foregone conclusion that Brohm takes the Louisville job?
No, I don't know that it's a foregone conclusion. I think that because it's Jeff, because it's home, I think there's a good chance. I think they can put together the package and the money. I would say this, that, you know, people have to understand, yeah, it may be a better job. And if you were to poll coaches, they would say that Louisville may have maybe a better job because you can maybe win more in the ACC at Louisville than you can consistently at Purdue in the Big Ten. But a guy like Jeff has got to decide in one thing. Do I want to go home and do that? Or does he look and say, I'll wait another year or maybe even this year, that there'll be a bigger time job? See, I think he's got a bigger time job waiting for him than Louisville. So I think most in his situation at Purdue would wait. But he's different because that is home for him. And don't forget this, folks. What you and I may think just generically, what's a better job? That's not how coaches look at it. Coaches look at who's in the administration, who they're comfortable working with, and where they're from. They're different little things, family, all sorts of things will determine maybe a little bit different view of how they view a job as being better or not. So you can make the case that it's a better job than Purdue, but is it big enough, and does he want to go and tackle that? They've had some administrative problems there, so just because it's home doesn't mean that he's comfortable with everybody there and where things are going. So I don't know. I don't think it's a foregone conclusion. But I think they certainly have a really good shot at convincing him that, as opposed to convincing some others because of the fact that it is home for him.
It's only year one with Willie Taggart at Florida State, but it's the worst-looking Florida State team that we've seen in decades, probably. What are they thinking right now? What will they do? What decisions have to be made this early?
You know, again, part of, you know, when I evaluate coaches and do my work, is no one's perfect. Everyone's got flaws. What you have to do is understand where you're weak or where you're weaker, and you've got to make sure all bases are covered. As I've said with Willie, my concern all along was, you know, he understands a certain concept of football, and he's not really strong at other than his idea of tempo and what he's learned about offensive tempo. He's not really eclectic in his views about football. He's not a really good X's and O guy. He's known as a recruiter, and I think, you know, he had guys, you know, even at Oregon, you know, carry the weight for him there. And if you go back and study him, yeah, you look at records and this and that, but there were times he was consistently outcoached. Well, first of all, in one year at Oregon, there were some issues. But even at Western, you know, USF, there was always some issues there. So what he's got to do, and they've got to do with him and the support, is they've got to go out and hire very, very well and make some changes, and he's going to have to allow them to make the substantive changes that are going to be needed. Because, yes, there's some talent issues, but it is, to me, there's more talent than what they're showing up. What I see is a really poorly coached team, particularly on offense. I think there's some things that I look at and say they've got a chance to be decent on defense, but they're going to have to make some serious changes, or else this is not going to just be, oh, well, it's just the first year stuff. It's the first year, but I'm going to tell you, they're not getting better. And we can look at programs that are, you know, Tennessee, Nebraska, they've gotten better. They were bad, and they had, I mean, I would say poorly coached at times in the early part of the year because they weren't able to get their guys to buy into what they were doing, and yet those guys have figured it out to some degree. They have it in Tallahassee, and he's got to figure it out, or it's going to be a short tenure, you know, and we could, if we have the same year next year, that would be a disaster because then they would be forced for the future of the program to go in the direction that they never thought they would. He's got to fix some things and make some changes next year so that he can sell that the third year is worth sticking around for.
Chris, tell everybody about LandryFootball.com and also the podcast.
Well, we've got podcasts. Do a podcast Tuesday and Thursday. We have another one up today. We break down the college game, the pro game. We talk about everything, a lot of the things that are topical, but things that a lot of our listeners will send in questions, and we'll go into depth on things. It may be about a coaching search or coaching searches in general or a certain strategical part of the game or, you know, analyzing a program and kind of where they are, some of the inside stuff. And then we obviously touch on the games and get into that. We have a special college football podcast that I do with someone else on Wednesdays that we kind of go a little bit more rapid fire. And then the website where, you know, it is a premium-based, we really are proud of it, and we're looking to make some changes and improvements in it. But what we do is we take folks inside the film room, break down the college game, the pro game, from recruiting to the draft to, you know, evaluating players at the college level, coaching. If it involves, as I like to say, I sum it up this way, if it involves players, teams, coaches, schemes at the college and NFL level, that's what we do for you. So we take you inside the film room, break things down. Look at it this way. As a member, you're like the owner of a team that's coming in, talking to the general manager, talking to the coach, trying to get a better understanding of what's going on, get a better understanding of upcoming opponents and things of that nature. That's what we try to do for you. So you're the owner for less than a magazine subscription. So that's what we do for you, and we think it's, you know, certainly gotten off to a really good start, and we're looking to grow it and get some of the feedback, like you do with your great audiences, get feedback to how we can make it better. What do the fans want? So that's what we do for you at LandryFootball.com. Check it out and follow me on Twitter at LandryFootball.
Chris Landry right there. He joins Bill King every Thursday, and we love having Chris here to give that nonstop, top-notch college football analysis. It's a Best of the Bill King Show hour until we can join up with the crew at the Southern Steak and Oyster. I am your host for now, Crazy Charlie Sarney. Thank you so much for tuning into the Bill King Show presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. I am in the David Price IMAX Center Studios, and you're listening, of course, to Nashville Sports Radio.
Hey, I'm Coach O. I just love my Hummer. I believe the Hummer is the best vehicle on the road. Big, tough, aggressive, and it represents everything that we want at Ole Miss. I have my Hummer. You need a Hummer. Tell them about it, JoJo.
Mississippi, they are here. The new Rogers Dabbs H3 Hummers are here.
The folks at Rogers Dabbs Hummer are first-team players. Come see them.
Rogers Dabbs and Hummer like nothing else. New H3 starting at just $32,000.
Love it.
In Charlotte Park, the I-40 exit ramp to Briley has a collision on the right shoulder. I-40 Fessler's Lane, right shoulder blocked. I-40 Elm Hill Pike, right shoulder block. I'm seeing a theme here. Elsewhere, I-24 is filling up from the eastern I-40 split to Whitsitt Park. See some of the prettiest digs in Music City, fully lit aboard the Redneck Bus Christmas Light Tour. Find your tickets at redneckbus.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat made-to-order food that's hot and meaty like a meal. You want Penn Station East Coast subs. This is the food you daydream about. Grilled steak and onions covered in melty cheese with baked ready goodness and fresh-cut fries. See it with your mind's eye and smell it with your mind's nose. It's what dinner and lunch were meant to be. Answer your craving with something truly mind-blowingly delicious. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, one of the most romantic restaurants in Music City, and awarded the 2016 Wine Spectator Award of Excellence. For reservations, simply call 615-761-3707 or go to OpenTable.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-357-1583 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-357-1583 to take your call now. Call 800-357-1583. That's 800-357-1583. Again, 800-357-1583.
Saturday, it's a massive matchup in the American Conference when Cincinnati takes on UCF. Hey, how are you, folks? This is Jason Horowitz of Westwood One. Join Ryan Rackey and Derek Rackley live from Orlando for all the action. Can the Knights stay undefeated, get win number 23 in a row, or will the Bearcats pull the upset and have the inside track on the conference championship? Tune in to find out. If it's NCAA football, it's right here.
Coverage begins after the Vanderbilt women's game on Nashville Sports Radio. Knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
Hey, Charlie, Bo Pelini. Hey, don't screw it up next week now.
Welcome back into the Bill King Show. I'm your host for the hour, Crazy Charlie Sonny from the David Price IMAX Center Studios. The King will be getting verbose about the oblong spheroid starting about 33 minutes from now. So make sure you get your early requests in on Twitter at Bill is King. And then in the third hour of the show, you can always get your requests in for Brad Powers and handicapping by using the hashtag AskBP. Tweet to Bill is King. Get those requests in as soon as possible. We heard from Chris Landry of Landry Football in the first segment of this best of. And now we'll hear from another regular on the show. Charles Arbuckle joins the Bill King Show every Tuesday. And he had plenty of thoughts about the college football landscape this week.
You've been a UCLA guy. Do you think it's a foregone conclusion that Clay Helton will not be the coach next year?
Man, it's looking harder and harder to see how he can be. After all of the hype before the season and everything else with USC, you would have thought that they would have played, you know, had a better season. And the way that season has gone, Bill, I don't know. The things I'm reading and things I'm hearing, it doesn't look good for Clay, especially since Lance Swan didn't hire him. You know, and that's an important piece. I think he's the last of the Pat Hayden holdover. And, you know, that didn't go so well with Lane Kiffin or Steve Sarkisian. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't. They want to win and to see the opportunity that was probably in front of them, and it slipped away. I know UCLA isn't playing well, but SC has been a major disappointment this year.
And there are some reports this morning, people are sending me on Twitter, that Mike McIntyre is going to be out at Colorado.
Man, isn't that crazy? I mean, the thing with Colorado is it doesn't surprise me, but it kind of surprises me because Mike McIntyre had done so well. But I think they're expecting – everybody in the South now, Bill, is looking to say, okay, so if Washington State – I think Washington State's success this year has put a lot of heat on everybody in the South, meaning think about how far Pullman, Washington is, you know, Mike Leach, you know, we all know. You just know Leach, that's the kind of place he'll go and have success. And then people are saying, hey, we're right here in the beautiful Boulder. We're right here in the heart of L.A. We have to win and play better football. And I also would think that Herm Edwards has a lot to do with some of that, too, because the success that Arizona State is having, especially when everybody mocked how, you know, what that was going to look like because of this new model. But what I kept telling people in the offseason, and I said it multiple times, he hired really good assistant coaches, and they had some talent on that team, Manny Wilkins being one, and N'Keal Harry. We're going to talk about him and the same likelihood of Julio Jones and those guys if he stays healthy. I mean, this guy is a tremendous football player. He's going to show that at the next level, but they're getting the most out of him on the college level. And Arizona State has always been that school out west, Bill, that has been able to be a sleeping giant. So I say all that to say the South has not really been consistently a winner except for USC the 1 year since they've gone to different divisions. I think now you have people that are being hired that are pushing. Chip Kelly, UCLA hasn't done well this year, but I think they're gonna, of course, give Chip some time to turn that around. But also now everybody's competing, and you don't want to be in a situation where you get too far behind because it won't be good for you if you're a Pac-12 ball club.
When you were at UCLA in the 80s, was Mike Price at Washington State?
Yes. Yeah, Mike Price was there at Washington State.
Right. Because I saw some of those teams of the later 80s, the 88 team that had Tim Rosenbaugh, they had the Stallworth kid at wide receiver, they had, Steve Broussard, the big bowling ball Broussard kid at running back, wow.
Yeah. They had a really good old lineman. God, what was his name? But, yeah, they were real good. And, unfortunately, remember, that was the year we were number one in the country for 1 or 2 weeks. And the week we got knocked off, they beat us. We got a 30-12 lead or something. And then they just came storming back, hit us with a couple of big plays. And then we got down to the six-yard line with, 30 seconds left. I caught a pass for about 33 yards, got us down to the six. We couldn't score. We spiked the first one, and then we didn't go any bootleg. We had a certain package that I don't know why we ran, and we still talk about that to this day. And then finally we had on fourth down. You know, I think what it was is just the personnel groupings that we had. You know, sometimes you have things in your mind, but the very first play we spiked it, instead of using that play as a way to probably bootleg or something and get Troy outside. We didn't get him outside till fourth down. He had to throw the ball away, so we lost the state. Ah, man, that sticks with you.
You don't get over those, do you?
No, no, you don't. Well, think about it, Bill. Not when you're at a school like UCLA and all the things kind of come together. We had a lot of good talent from all over the country, and then Troy transferred in. And, we were battling. I think we ended up the year finishing in the top five or six in the country. And so, yeah, it was tough because we beat Nebraska earlier that year, and, I mean, dominated them. And you're thinking, okay, if we can keep this thing going, beat SC, we're in a chance, we're in a position to possibly, you know, compete for a national championship.
Charles Arbuckle with us. Give me your thoughts on that Syracuse-Notre Dame game, Yankee Stadium.
Man. I don't like the field they're playing on. I hate those football / baseball games. Or, you know, we're trying to make money and we're going to put this big corporate thing here. I don't like that. But what I do like, we talked to Dino Babers a lot at the ACC Media Day. And I've known Dino for years. And there was something about how he felt this team was going to be. And it's been true to form. He said, look, I'm just telling you. I just something about this team. No matter what we ask them to do, they do it. No matter, you know, how much we put on them, they accept it. He said, this is a good group of kids, and they've been through a lot. If we're going to be better. And I said, okay, so defense, I know y'all are going to be good offensively, but defensively. And he rose up and he said, this is going to be one of our best defensive ball clubs. I say that to say, it's going to be tough for Notre Dame. And depending on who you play, if Book isn't healthy, Wimbush shows that he can throw the ball a little bit better, but his completion percentage is not anywhere near what Ian Book was doing. The one thing I do know is that Notre Dame's defensive front is playing some really good football, and they're running the football effectively. So I think that's where I'd have to say Notre Dame. And their offensive line, Bill, they lost two first-round draft picks. Quentin Nelson, if you haven't seen him, you can go anywhere on Twitter. He's taken another grown man's heart on a block where he's pulling, and he's been doing that consistently. That's why the Colts are playing better. And then Mike McGlinchey is also getting a lot of time. So they lost two first-round draft picks on the offensive line. And, oh, by the way, their offensive line has dropped off, but not as badly as you thought it would have. So I can see Notre Dame really having some success against Syracuse. That's not as big on the defensive front, but they do a lot to disrupt what you want to do offensively. But I think at the end of the day, Notre Dame wins this game, but it's not going to be an easy one. If Syracuse upsets them, I would not be surprised at all.
So of these games, tell me which ones you're going to DVR. The Liberty-Auburn game, UMass-Georgia, Idaho-Florida, Citadel-Alabama.
None of those. I'm going A&M. You know why? Come on, man. I saw your tweet, and I retweeted, this is why everybody wants the P5 and the G5 and the FCS to get together for jamborees in the spring. This is ridiculous, and we know that, and the SEC knows it, but they can do it, and all the power to them because they only have 8 conference games, and they've done it right. Mike Slav, rest his soul, did it right. You know where I'm going? I'm going UAB and Texas A&M.
Now,
don't
that is good.
UAB.
Yeah.
Don't sleep on UAB. I've seen them 2 weeks in a row. If they can get after the passer, Kellen Mond can move around. He can make plays with his legs. And A&M is finally committed to running the damn football. Thank you, Travion Williams, right?
Right.
So if they run the football effectively, it's gonna be a tough task for UAB. But UAB has an offensive line, and Spencer Brown, when he gets rolling. Southern Miss did a nice job of taking it away because they were basically playing 8 or 9 in the box. Finally, they got going in at overtime and beat them. But I think, you know, UAB is not going to go there and look for a paycheck. They're going there to win. And Bill Clark has done a great job with that ball club. So that's the game I'm looking at out of that whole SEC slate. And the only other thing I'm looking for, if they play Tua, how much will he play? How much will he be affected by that knee? Not that he'll have to run the football, but just how will he be affected when he has to make certain reads and throws? You can tell there's something not quite right with that leg. And they have to get that figured out before they get deep into the season because it's not going to get any better. And if Jalen doesn't come back effectively, that could be a chink in the armor of Alabama.
Somebody asked earlier about coaches ready for the next step, and we were talking Matt Campbell and Seth Luttrell and Troy, Neil Brown, that group.
Oh, yeah.
I left out Bill Clark, though, and I shouldn't have. He's done a hell of a – and you get to see that more than I do, but he's done a hell of a job.
You know, Bill, it's just – I think people have to look at what the program had gone through, basically being left for dead, not looking like they won't ever have a chance to come back. And he has just – he got those guys to buy in. There's some guys that have been there from the very beginning. He's recruited some really good JUCO kids that were looking for a second chance. He's made it a family atmosphere, but they play hard. I don't know if they can beat A&M, but I know they're not going to go there and look to play for a paycheck. They're going to go to win, and especially now that they won the Conference USA division title. They're in a position now where all bets are off, and they can say, look, we're ranked this week. It's just amazing what they've been able to do. They got to get out of Legion Field. That's a great place when it was, you know, 20, 30 years ago. But when they move to their new facility and they are able to get – the thing I like about it is, you know, Alabama, how much they love football, right?
Right.
Oh, you got Georgia right next door. There's a lot of kids that may not get to play at Alabama or may not want to go to Georgia State or Kennesaw State or, you know, they may not want to go to Alabama A&M, but they'll end up starting to look at UAB now. So Bill, he's done a nice job. I don't know how much longer Bill is going to be there, but I like what he's done so far.
Oh, no question. No question. I forgot that they lost. Who did they? They lost to Coastal Carolina. Is there one loss?
Yeah, it was crazy because when you talk to them about it, it was such an aberration. And Coastal isn't very good this year, but they're usually a very good team. But after that, they have just put the clamps on people on defense. A.J. Erdley has been hurt, their quarterback, and now they've got a backup quarterback, Tyler Johnston. But Tyler Johnston, interesting story, Bill, he was a Mr. Football in Alabama for 2 years, or 1 year, and then he had a Tommy John surgery. So everybody fell off of him. UAB stayed on him. So he's a freshman quarterback playing for him. So it's a great story. And you know, you go down there, and they are just it's a good feel for Birmingham to have a team like UAB. I can't say enough about how they've come back from not even having a program a few years ago.
Buck, what you got this weekend?
I'm back in studio, man. We're just finishing up the season. We got UTEP and Western Kentucky, two teams that have struggled throughout the year, but they play. Everybody you talk to after those two teams play them said how tough they are and how physical the ball game was. And if you look at their scores, they've been losing, but not badly. So I'm looking forward to those two teams battling it out at the end, and we'll talk a lot about what other things are going on in Conference USA.
Charles Arbuckle joins the Bill King Show every Tuesday right here on the Bill King Show. I'm your host for the hour, Crazy Charlie Sonnier. We'll be joining live with Bill King in just about 20 minutes, live from the Southern Steak and Oyster at the corner of 3rd and Mundrian in downtown Nashville. Real easy to find. Just trace that pinnacle building from the skyline all the way down to street level, and there you'll find one outstanding location not only to see the Bill King Show from 7 to 9, but also to have one great breakfast. So go on down, say hi to Bill, and have a great meal this morning at the Southern Steak and Oyster. So that's just about 20 minutes from now. We'll continue rolling on with the best of the Bill King Show in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about PrimoSeats.com. PrimoSeats.com. It's the perfect time of year. You've heard plenty of testimonials. Well, get this idea and hear this testimonial. Last year, right around the holidays, I was struggling to find a Christmas gift for somebody very special in my life, and I decided what better way would there be to, one, solve my problem, and two, also save a little bit of money while solving my problem, than to go to PrimoSeats.com and pick out one outstanding concert to take someone to as a gift. That is one fantastic Christmas gift idea. So get on PrimoSeats.com, use Bill is King in the promo code line, and you'll save yourself 5% on your order, and you can do that for each and every order. So PrimoSeats.com, the best seats, the best prices, and the best customer service, even up to the very last minute. Sean Sullivan does an outstanding job and has been a fantastic partner of the Bill King Show for many years now. So make sure you're thinking about your holiday gift-giving ideas and considering PrimoSeats.com. Back in a minute from the David Price IMAX Center Studios. I'm Crazy Charlie Sonnier. You're listening to the Bill King Show, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
What if I told you there was a Tennessee fan with a tattoo of Lane Kiffin on his left butt cheek? What if I told you he keeps a fifth of Dickel number 12 in his orange Tony Lama boots on game day? What if I told you he coined the term Fatmer? ESPC 30 for 30 presents The Cattleman from Cosby.
On the Ellington Parkway overpass, a four-vehicle wreck towards Spring Street. Icy patches in Madison on I-65 at Briley Parkway. We've already seen one accident there this morning. Don't be the second. I-40 has collisions on Briley, Fessler's Lane, and Elm Hill Pike. I-24 busy from the eastern I-40 split to Whitsitt Park. Make a living with a career that makes a difference. The U.S. Air Force has more than 200 career options. Log on to airforce.com. I'm A.J. Rose with your on-time traffic.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor,
hey man,
the people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door, but as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Are you or a loved one suffering from back, neck, knee, or hip pain? Maybe you are facing knee or hip replacement surgery. Don't just trust the opinion of one doctor. Contact the David Price Center. David Price, all-star pitcher for the Red Sox, has teamed up with Dr. David Smithson at the David Price Center to deliver non-surgical orthopedic care featuring stem cell therapy. Dr. Smithson is a board-certified sports medicine physician and former team doctor at Auburn University. At the David Price Center, you will experience a caring, compassionate, and professional staff with affordable treatment options for your needs. Stem cell therapy is an effective, non-invasive procedure, which means faster recovery times. To learn more about stem cell therapy, an alternative to surgery, contact the David Price Center today. Two area locations to serve you in the Cool Springs area of Brentwood and Murfreesboro. You can call them at 615-678-0014. That's 615-678-0014. Or go online at davidpricecenter.com.
I'm Dan Piotrowski, general manager of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlets to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the biscuit bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant, or our upscale honky-tonk bar lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner with that someone special, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 Fifth Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From typewriters to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash Sports Radio. Or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports. Anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. The old BCS computer runs on diesel fuel and dreams. We know this because it lives in Bill King's garage.
I'm the guy that holds the belt above my head.
Welcome back in, Bill King Show. Thank you, Steve, for bringing us back from break with that awkward phone call right there. I'm your host for the next 15 minutes. Crazy Charlie Sonny, Bill King, and the boys getting all set up at the Southern Steak and Oyster. So from the David Price IMAX Center Studios and presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, you're listening to a best of the Bill King Show. I just went all Peter Brady right there. Did you hear that? My voice is cracking. It's off to a great start to the day, and it's a fast-moving hour, and it's going to be an even quicker moving 2 hours once the King clocks in. He's getting all verbose and gas-bagging about college football here in just a few minutes from the Southern Steak and Oyster, and then Brad Powers is coming up in hour number three. You can get your handicapping requests in for the King and Brad Powers by using hashtag AskBP, and you can tweet directly to Bill at Bill is King. You can get your college football questions in that you want him to discuss in the next hour. Then you can get your handicapping requests in like Rob in the 210 is surely going to do. Make sure you take advantage of it. It is some of the best free handicapping advice you will ever find in Brad Powers. Again, another person that has been a part of this show for a very long time. We heard from some regulars. We heard from Chris Landry. We heard from Charles Arbuckle in this edition of the Best of the Bill King Show. And now we're going to hear from the King himself, a little bit of a rant on one of our favorite social media platforms.
The last several weeks, I have unfollowed a lot of people on Twitter that I enjoy following until now. And it's because of political commentary. Political Twitter is the most godforsaken, wretched garbage that has ever hit social media. And there are a lot of guys that cover college football who for some inexplicable reason think they know something about politics. And they tweet it incessantly. Couple things. You have every right to tweet something if you want. I understand that. It's free country. I wouldn't have it any other way. I would not want that right to be taken from you. But I'm not going to follow you. I'm not going to look at it one time. I put up with it for weeks on Twitter. guys that I like otherwise that feel that they need to be commenting during conventions. I'm talking about last several weeks. I am not going to follow you. I don't care about your freaking political views. Matter of fact, when I see you tweet about it, it makes me think the other way. I don't care, and I don't want to see it, and I will not follow you. Probably won't follow you again because I'm not going to take the time to know when you've stopped doing it. Do it if you must. I will not go with you. Your political commentary is pathetic. You don't have to stop it. I understand that. I don't have to follow and listen to you, and I won't. I will not tolerate that garbage. Click unfollow. I won't. Now, random fans, and most of you are just random fans. I don't mean just. You're random fans that I appreciate. I won't unfollow you particularly because, again, that's more of a casual thing. Now, if you're getting to the point where it's only political, I'll probably unfollow you. I just don't want to see it. But it's not so much the general public. It's the folks in this business who have decided that political tweeting is in their interest or they feel it necessary. Hey, by all means, in a free country, do it. I'm just not going to go with you. I'm not. Makes me sick. It's highly personal. Everybody has their own opinions on that topic. I'm no different than you. Okay? I'm no different from you there, but I am not going to have you be subject to my political tweets. I'm not going to do it because I know how I feel when I see it the other way, and it makes me want to punch a wall. It does. Shouldn't, but it does. I've unfollowed a lot of people the last several weeks, and that cleansing will continue on Twitter until I've gotten rid of all of it.
And you can only imagine in the last couple of weeks that the king has gone through another round of unfollowing a lot of people. A Bill King Twitter rant about politics from quite some time ago, but with the recent round of elections, I felt that that one was worth selecting from the archives and a good bit of fun right there for a best of segment on the Bill King Show this morning. Again, the king's coming up in about 10 minutes, live from the Southern Steak and Oyster. We're just about to get hooked up with those guys. It's that one Friday out of the month where logistically we just can't get Bill on the air between 6 and 7 because they don't open the doors till 6:30, but we're able to get on the air by 7 because we've got a great ops manager down there engineering our broadcast location, and Adam Johnson doing a fantastic job, and Bill King going to be up live in just a couple of minutes from the Southern Steak and Oyster at the corner of 3rd and DeMunbury. And me, I've had a blast hosting this hour of college football talk and the best of the Bill King Show from the David Price IMAX Center Studios at WNSR. I'm Crazy Charlie Sonnier, and you're listening to the best of the Bill King Show presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
We tell our, one of the first things we tell our players is keep in touch with their families. And when our freshmen first arrive, we ask them to write a postcard home right then. You know, we keep them pretty busy, but they always have time to pick up the phone and call. And it's real important to keep in touch. Have you called your mama today? I sure wish I could call mine. Reach out and touch
someone. Keeping an eye on that four-vehicle wreck on the Ellington Parkway overpass towards Spring Street. On I-24, a crash at the Union Hill Road exit. The 440 Parkway has a wreck on the east exit ramp to Nolensville Pike. Icy patches on I-65 at Briley have caused a collision. I-40, we have wrecks on Briley, Fester's Lane, and Elm Hill Pike. Providence Wine and Spirits in Mount Juliet reminds you to be responsible this time of year. Please don't drink and drive. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Hi, I'm Chip Hoback. You've heard several doctors on the radio claim that they can help alleviate your back or knee pain. But don't trust the opinion of just one doctor. Call my friends at the David Price Center, where they'll combine the expertise of several doctors to create a custom plan for your condition. Whether you have back, neck, knee, or hip pain, contact the David Price Center today. Visit their clinic in Cool Springs or Murfreesboro to knock your pain out of the park. Call 615-678-0014 or visit davidpricecenter.com.
Nashville is home to great music and great times. Pickers Vodka pays tribute to both and is made right here in Music City. This premium vodka is distilled 11 times from non-GMO corn and gluten-free. Pickers Vodka is available in original, blood orange, pineapple, and blueberry. Stop by your local retailer and pick up a bottle of Pickers Vodka today. When was the last time you did something fun with family and friends, even coworkers? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers entertainment for all ages? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment, with five centers in Middle Tennessee, is just the place. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers offers bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are great for birthday and corporate parties, fundraising events, and all types of group activities and reunions. Visit them online at strikeandsparebowling.com. Also on Facebook and Twitter, or see him in Hendersonville, Hermitage, Donaldson Plaza, Murfreesboro, and the Tusculum area. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville and Hermitage, including bumper cars, Time Freak, and a laser maze. Hendersonville also has laser tag, roller skating, and an indoor bungee trampoline. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. There's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Cloudy this morning, rain possible, 42 the high. Rain this evening, a low 36. More rain Thursday, high 41. Tapering off the clouds Thursday night. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Alvin Washington.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Do you like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with at Bill Is King on Twitter or 888-702-5494.
Indulge me for a second.
Yeah, have at it.
And it's called Ode to KKL, and it goes like this: Tua, student of the process. Tua, maybe steal some crab legs or grope a female to get her approval. Tua. Forget about the crab legs and the co-ed, because you don't play for FSU. Tua, pilot of the Death Star. Have a good weekend, Bill.
All right. Our audience is simply the best. Make a great call. Create something like Grant did with our ESPC 30 for 30s. We will put them in the archive. We will hang on to them forever. We will cherish them. We will replay them. We will use them, and we will have great fun with them. You guys have contributed so much to this show over the years, and we appreciate each and every one of you. That's why we're looking forward to seeing all of you at Commitmas coming up here at Barlant at the Omni Nashville Hotel. It is just a couple of weeks away. Make sure you're getting with Bill King, getting the link from Twitter at Bill Is King. He's been putting that out and providing that every day. Commitmas going to be one of the biggest live presentations that our radio station has ever put on, and we are looking forward to having each and every one of you there. We have so many big and special things planned. We're going to send people home with all kind of neat things and opportunities. We're going to do some cool stuff. Commitmas, make sure you're checking that out. Even if you're just checking the hashtag, you'll be able to find out plenty of details. I'm your host for the next moment or two, Crazy Charlie Sarnay, from the David Price IMAX Center Studios at WNSR. Bill King and the crew all set up down at the Southern Steak and Oyster. So they'll be taking over open phone lines for the next hour. So you can get your questions, comments, and requests in via phone at 888-702-5494. That's 888-702-5494. Or, of course, you can get your requests and comments in through Twitter by tweeting to Bill at BillIsKing. Once a month, we're live at the Southern Steak and Oyster, and it is a great time. So come on down, check us out at the corner of 3rd and DeMumbrian. And the boys are all set up down there. So for the next 2 hours, Bill King is live. WNSR going to be on location until 11. And I got to go ahead and plug this. Gold medalist Scott Hamilton going to be on location there in the 9 o'clock hour. Going to be outstanding. He's joining the Greg Pogue and Big Joe show, which will be the second 2 hours of our live broadcast from the Southern Steak and Oyster. Again, the corner of 3rd and DeMumbrian, easy to find. Trace that pinnacle building from the skyline all the way down to street level, and there you'll find one fantastic location. It's been an honor to sling some words in this best of hour of the Bill King Show. I've been your host, Crazy Charlie Sarnia. If for some reason you want to get more ramblings and follow me, please do so at CrazyCharlie615. Mostly on the hockey beat right now, so that's what you're going to get from me. But I'm always up for the interaction. I always like talking with you. Appreciate each and every one of you for listening. From the David Price IMAX Center Studios, I'll turn it over live to the King, the Southern Steak and Oyster, right after the top of the hour break on the Bill King Show, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
We beat your ass, boy. I'll let you, Bill. These boys are so lame, man.
Ha 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 ha